This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's actually an extension of the Good Day program. The next hour is devoted to the talk radio countdown, the list of the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of August 15th to the 19th, here to discuss the stories, the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people as we have time and as we can get to them, is Jennifer Horn doing mornings in KRLA and formerly, and perhaps who knows in where this goes in the future, but at any rate, she's been with me for a long time, and we've been waltzing together, strolling down memory lane for 17 years or so, since she was
I was in a stroller.
Going through, yeah, right. Walking through the park one day. Also, Jay Kirshner is here with us to talk about what it is that has gone on this past week in conversation, including we'll have the overview of a lot of the conversation from your point of view. We'll be going through the comments from social media, etc. The list starts at number 10. From Talkers, the focus on Roe v. Wade still. I don't think that's going to go away. Immigration, that's been a sort of perennial. Is that the right word, perennial? Perennial is going, ongoing, right? Keeps going? Yeah. I'm trying to figure how this got into the countdown. I mean, basically, the last three, the 8, 9, and 10 position, are not fillers, placeholders, but they're things that we always are talking about. And 8 is race relations and Black Lives Matter and stuff. I don't find myself talking about that much on our program, Jay. I don't think we've talked about it at all. I don't think we've... Immigration is one of my hot-button issues, but this is something that we've talked about a lot. The weather and the climate, that's being pushed, that agenda, in my mind, and I'd be very interested to hear from the two of you and also listeners on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. I think that the climate change thing is being pushed so hard by the Biden administration, so hard by certain manufacturers, so hard by the advocates. It's almost, I've referred to it as a religion. Because people get on this, and yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday.
Like people get addicted to this.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was who was it that I was talking to? I don't remember. Somebody connected to my farming world who was talking about what we have to do to change the reality that we're in. It's like, it just, this is news, like yesterday this just started. This has been going on, what's happening has been going on since the planet matured. Frankly, and then we haven't done anything to help it. We've probably heard it with our burning of fossil fuel. But you know what I resent? I resent people trying to make me feel guilty because I drive a big car that uses gas. You know what?
Well, the question is how much, if you didn't, what would be the difference on the planet? And that's the thing, is that for so many people, because it becomes like a religion, they think that we have all of this control, when the truth is, even the most extreme measures only lower the heat on the planet by like 0.00000001.
Right.
And you have to have everybody in the world cooperate at the same time for it to even be effective. And do you think China and India care about this stuff right now? No, they're the top polluters. So believe in personal responsibility, but you can't dump everything out at all costs. You know, it's like to think that everybody's going to be able to drive an electric vehicle by next month is just simply stupid. When in California, where I live, we've had flex alerts going on because they can't keep the power grid on when it gets hot outside.
Yeah, and how much more power does the charging station use to charge up the electric car? That's a question that has not been answered by any of the so-called experts.
And even just to manufacture these vehicles, how much output of pollution is going out there?
Well, you're going to make cars anyway, but
how
it
much marries us even more to China, which is ready to eat our lunch and already doing so. You have to rely on them for all of these components. I mean, it was kind of a joke in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which was just signed this week and is one of the stories on the chart. It's that your all of these electric vehicles, if you get one, you get some sort of tax credit if they don't have a component in them made by China. But all of these vehicles have stuff that's made in them by China. And the more we push for the green energy, the more you have to rely on them for the precious metals, their rare earth minerals, or whatever the heck they call them, and all the stuff that they drill for only in those areas of the world. And then we're just more embedded with a country that wants to kill us.
And that's true also when you get to number six, the Ukrainian war. Many of the things that we use in industry in our country and around the world have the stuff that they manufacture in Ukraine, for whatever the reason, they have the purest steel production. The steel is better produced there than anywhere else on the planet. I don't know whether it's because of the minerals that are in the ground, whatever it is, but that's part of what the Russians want. They're not telling you that, but they want the manufacturing capabilities that the Ukraine has been able to devise and develop since they were extracted, or they extracted themselves from the USSR. So, and it's more of the same go round. In a moment, I want to continue to talk about number six, the war and Putin's bridge. If you don't know about that, we'll tell you the story after this.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be?
Right. In this case,
Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Coming up to 15 past the hour, the charts, our focus here from the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner from KRLA in Los Angeles, Jennifer Horn, I'm Doug Steffen. The number six item this week is the war and the bridge. This is a very interesting story. It goes back to when you and I talked about how the Russians went into Crimea. They wanted to go there because all of the big timers in Russia wanted to go to the beach. It's like Southern California. Crimea beach.
Also, it's where they get all of their goods and stuff that are brought into Ukraine. So it's got double value.
Yeah. It's a big port. Mm-hmm. So this is the story of the Crimean Bridge. It's also called the Kerch Bridge. It's actually two bridges and a road that connects the peninsula in Crimea to the mainland, that is Mother Russia. It's 11 miles long. Actually, they're the longest bridges in Europe and the longest bridges Russia ever built. When they invaded Crimea in 2014 to annex this part of Ukraine, this, by the way, we, the United States, and most of the Western powers still say that Ukrainian sovereignty holds, but the Russians laugh at that, and what they've done basically is an up yours to not only Ukrainians but everybody else who said, well, you guys really don't own that, and they say, prove it, in essence, because they built a bridge, And now all of the big timers from Russia, they drive over the bridge to get to Crimea. And so now the Ukrainians, are they going to try to blow it up? I guess that's what they're trying to do, right? They want to. There've been some attempts to do it already. Some explosions the past couple of weeks there.
Ukraine says that bridge has to come down one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What I think is funny is that we don't get any, and not funny, haha, but ironic, is that we don't get any images of the front lines of this war still today.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea, but with all of the cameras, cell phone, journalists, whatever, mm-hmm. we don't have any frontline fighting. It's very strange.
So, but what could be the reasons? And let's speculate for a moment on the reasons that we are. Now that you mention it, I haven't really thought about it, but you're right. Remember when we went into Iraq, the television screens were filled with all those images for days and days and days. Not that we're the ones who are at war here, but there. So whenever there has been a war involving other countries, the folks at CNN have been all over it.
You can see it. And for some reason, we can't see this war. Mm-hmm. And that's what is so weird about it, because we're spending a lot of money on a war that we can't see. And it's bizarre. And I don't think we're getting a good accounting of where our money goes.
Well, that's it. Know. Maybe is there sort of this business, the military-industrial complex? You must have talked about this on your program in KRLA and L.A., the idea of... Where's our stuff going?
Yeah. Well,
there's a black market over there. There are a lot of people who are now speculating.
Everybody wants to see Russia lose. I mean, I'm not switching sides here.
Yep,
but
right.
I also can acknowledge that at the same time that I'd like Ukraine to beat Russia, that Ukraine also has a lot of corruption in it. And so where is the money going? Do we get an accounting of that? And how much more? I mean, how much more is sustainable for our country when we're seeing the inflation and recession that's already looming around us? It's a lot to process when we don't even get images of a war or even the stuff we're paying for getting used.
So there's a poll that was done by the International Republican Institute. Never heard of them before. Finding 64% of Ukrainians think as a result of this war, their country will restore the borders, including Crimea, that existed in 1991, which was pretty much the time when the USSR, by that time the USSR had been pretty much completely, it happened under Mikhail Gorbachev, right? The end of the USSR, which was kind of...
Gorbachev?
Tear down that wall, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Reagan who got all of that stuff started. At least in my mind, my perception of it was that it was Reagan who got that started. Yep. All right, number five on the list is all of the crime. I mean, what else can we say about that? This week there are more instances. Every week there's a bang, bang, shoot 'em up. Every Monday, remember when you were on the Good Day program, Jen, Monday mornings, Monday mayhem, and that hasn't changed much, Jay.
I know.
And I, on Mondays, talk about all
How
of this.
How many people died in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's
mm-hmm.
going on?
Right. And nothing changes. That's the thing. Nothing changes. There's got to be some, this is going to lead to some the catastrophic consequences of this, it seems to me, are just as long as your arm. We can't keep telling these stories and allowing this stuff. And people say, well, it's only because the news media is focusing on it. These things have been going on for years.
It's every week in Los Angeles, and it's getting worse. There's no punishment. No punishment for criminals.
Yeah, yeah. You have those great leaders there in L.A. We have the... we'll talk about that later in the L.A. moment here on The Countdown. Meanwhile, we'll pause for a few moments. Social media comments coming up next here at 21 after the hour.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. You inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the overview, the talk radio review, the countdown, the charts, the subject matter. We always are asking questions on our social media, and soon if we get our act together, we'll actually get that phone line to work. Meanwhile, you can connect to us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. So the question, is there anybody who could run for president that almost everyone would like?
Nope.
That's a great credit.
Big question.
And Jennifer just said, nope.
Nope.
Nope. All right. So what are our listeners saying, Jay, to that question?
Donna Ray agrees with Jen, saying absolutely not. Impossible to please everyone, as people are so different in this world today. You have Donna Alou, who says former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, maybe. He always stood strong, but was very amicable.
What do you think about that suggestion, Jennifer?
I love Scott Walker. I liked him before Trump came down the escalator, but I loved him like yesterday's garbage.
Nice.
But, the problem is that Scott Walker is known for taking on the union, so I don't know how much they would like him if he ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
I would like him.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they would like him.
Right. All right, who else do we have here in the spotlight?
Daniel Erskine says that he would vote for Trump if he runs, DeSantis if Trump doesn't run, assuming DeSantis does run. One person who has impressed him is Tulsi Gabbard. And we actually had a few direct messages of people who said Tulsi Gabbard as well.
Yeah.
Daniel continues that she is a soldier representative who cares about our country and her constituents.
What about anybody who said vote for Liz Cheney?
No.
Yeah.
There have it.
I'd vote for her.
No, you only vote for her because you think she's cute, which is still really weird.
No, I'd vote for her because she wants to keep Trump from being president, and I think that's an admirable, that's a worthwhile challenge, shall we say. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Look at all of the Republicans in GOP who have been winning, and they've been, 90-something percent
just supported by Trump.
Back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That says a lot.
I'm not in the majority. By any stretch of the imagination, I've never spent my life in the majority. So why should I start now, right?
Well, I just think the number has got, his approval has actually even gone up.
And Jennifer, he's being, look at the trash that's following him. All of the indictments. This guy who yesterday got, he said that somebody, one of his accountants, said that they cooked the books or something.
Yeah,
I'm trying to paraphrase.
They didn't cook the books. They took gifts that they didn't acknowledge or something.
Ah.
How many accountants have done that? How many people have done that? How many
doesn't
corporations
make it right.
have done that?
Doesn't
of course,
it, right.
it doesn't make it right. But they're going after him because he's associated with Trump, not because of the real severity of the crime. But that being said, after the FBI raid, I'm not making this up. His approval numbers have gone up.
Oh, I know they have. Absolutely.
People are coalescing behind him because of the FBI.
Right. The Democrats did the same thing with this stupid move as the Republicans did with Roe v. Wade. They shot themselves in the foot. Trump even said it's going to hurt our party. And now the Democrats have helped the Republicans with this nonsense. It's just back and forth and up and down. Meanwhile, who's the most qualified person to run for president? I see Ted Cruz made the list here. Jim Jordan. I'm forgetting Jim
Jordan. A
couple
TV hosts. Mike Rowe and Harris Faulkner.
Yeah, Mike Rowe for president. There you go. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities pulled a white SUV from California's Prosser Creek Reservoir Sunday evening. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Lake Tahoe. A private scuba team claims they have found the body of missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was charged under the country's Anti-Terrorism Act Sunday for allegedly threatening senior police and a judge in a speech. The charge is significant escalation in the struggle for power between the former cricket player and the current government. Imran was kicked out of power in April from a no-confidence vote. Kansas officials confirmed a vote upholding abortion rights followed a partial recent recount Sunday in the Sunflower State. Fred Sherman is the Johnson County Elections Commissioner.
Over 126,000 ballots that was cast on Election Day here in Johnson County.
USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
With the FBI being accused of weaponizing the agency against their political opponents, there's been more talk on who really runs the country. The swamp is a term used to describe the unseen faces making the real decisions in D.C., a bipartisan group that uses the facade of a president to further their goals. A claim is made by the former president of the National Organization for Women in Los Angeles, Tammy Bruce, on Fox News overnight.
That's what we're seeing with the Biden administration now. You're seeing the result of the establishment of the bureaucracy running the country. And I would think that there is very little we can point to. There is nothing we can point to that has been good for the country. It has been damaging for the country because there is no center of leadership that is answerable to the American people. And that has got, we've got to get that back. And that's what 24 is going to be all about.
NASA's gigantic Artemis 1 rocket is counting down to a planned August 29th launch to the moon. America's space agency will host a series of Artemis 1 webcasts this week and next, leading up to the uncrewed launch on NASA's first space launch system from Launch Pad 39B at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The briefings start today and will run through launch day. The National Football League preseason continued over the weekend. There will be a Monday Night Football game tonight. The New York Jets will host the Atlanta Falcons. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
A grandmother gets weekly visits from a chatty owl.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, it actually talks to her and occasionally it tries to sit on her lap.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 34 at the hour now. On the Doug Stephan Good Day program, but we set aside an hour of our discussion each week so that we can have a comparative piece to go with the official countdown show. And so here Jennifer Horn joins us from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Stephan, focusing now on number three with the economy doing what it's doing. I thought it was interesting this week, even with the lower than expected numbers of unemployment, inflation pressure still is strong, and it comes from the jump mostly in the food index. Listen to this, ladies. The 12-month increase to 11%, the fastest pace since 1979. Remember the oil? No, you don't. Well, I keep saying that to you guys. You don't remember the oil crisis of 1979 when Jimmy Carter was president. That's why he lost to Ronald Reagan, because of what happened with the price of oil and what it did, what the energy index did, the electricity prices did. Now, electricity this year is up 15% from last year. The overall energy index has gone up 32%. That's with the price of oil, gasoline, the things that are petroleum-based, and then other things like electricity, most of which is generated by fossil fuels. Used vehicle prices up a point since last month. Let's see here. Transportation services and airline prices are now steady for the past month, but they're up 8% from last year. Let's see what else is there in here. Dow Jones Industrial Average kind of moved around a little bit to the positive. The cost of gasoline now is going down. You can see it. If you're paying, and I say this, I'll take my friends in California out of this equation, but if you're paying more than $4 a gallon for gas, you're getting jobbed. You're getting gouged.
You're getting jobbed in California paying $5.50. So.
Right. Well, a lot of that's you're getting jobbed by the state with all of the taxes. But I'm talking about what the barrel of oil price is down to $65-$70. A couple of days this week, it was 80, but it's way off at the height of the problem is $112, I think, $112 for a barrel, and that's when the price has shot up to over $4. So anyway, the gas prices in July went down at the pump, an average of, it depends on where you are, of 44 cents. Some places 75 cents. But still, the price of fuel is 11% more this year than it was last year. But even though it's gone down, it was at one point in time, what, was it 18% higher or 20% higher? So anyway, the point here is that the numbers are all over the place. But the key here, house starts is high, but people can't borrow money as easily to buy a house. So the rental, what's being built are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of apartments. In the town where I live, 800 new approvals for apartments issued in the last month. What's it like? What are they doing for building in California, Jen?
Oh, there's a ton of apartments, and nobody can afford to buy a house.
Right.
I mean, you've got houses that, you know, so funny, it seems so elusive. You hear Joe Biden talking about how he's not going to tax anybody in the middle class. He's only going to tax millionaires. Well, that seems like a lot of money, but if you own a house in California right now, you're a so-called millionaire, even though it sure doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Because houses, to buy anything, it's about $1 million, at least in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, number two.
So overinflated, the house.
Number two and number one are kind of related. Two is all about the FBI raid and the Trump legal issues. And one is Trump and who he's supporting and Liz Cheney losing in her primary election. Eric Trump has said the Republican Party, as of last Tuesday, is now the Trump Party. Eric, which one is that lives in Florida? Eric doesn't live in Florida.
Don Jr. lives in Florida.
Don isn't. That's
yeah, Eric is the blonde one.
Friend of mine is in Admiral's Cove in Jupiter, and what's-her-face, Guilfoyle, is in the place where she goes for dinner. She's in there every night doing whatever. Everybody wants to talk to her because they think through her they can get to Trump. Maybe they can. Anyway, let's see here. The situation with the vote this past week. What happened to Sarah Palin? I never really heard the end.
She won.
Of that.
Yeah, she won.
Win.
Yeah, okay. She moved ahead. They did something new in Alaska this time that it's hard to understand, but they did the ranked primary system.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But she is moving on to the general election.
All right, so she'll win. Was it 60% of the people that were supported by Trump won? In primaries
90,
this week?
90, no, well, I don't know about this
something.
Week. He's at 92%.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so it's just, but why? What is there about, I ask this, trying to be as objective as possible. What is there about Trump that so makes people adore him?
Because he's
not a politician. Of course he is.
First of all, he's not part of the swamp. It's not necessarily a politician.
He said he was going to get rid of the swamp, and then he had people in there who was the ag secretary.
I think he opened up the people's eyes just how deep that swamp really is.
Yes,
agreed. In
Washington, D.C. Yep.
I think he's also not afraid to speak out, and he speaks his mind, and he doesn't.
Why does he have to be so rude? No, that's
what
people.
How do you think he's rude? I always wonder about this because I think what people think is rude is how the media twists around things.
Get some of the old video of some of the debates. There's no reason for the rudeness, the crudeness. I don't. That's the unpresidential part of this.
I would rather have someone who's, quote, unpresidential or rude, who's actually doing a good job for the American people. I mean, are things today better for you than they were 2 years ago?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking
no.
you.
Not right. at all.
And
no.
I'm telling you right now that most
and they weren't after Trump either.
Sentiments.
Yeah, it was the last time I could answer yes to that question. Now that you bring it up, I would say that I was better off when Ronald Reagan was president and Bill Clinton was president. From that point on, no, I would say. And when Obama was president, it was a disaster. When George Bush was president, it was a disaster for me and this business that I'm in. It was a disaster. And never, ever has recovered. So, anyway, that's just an individual overview. Anyway, the shots at Rhino Republicans, because I would consider myself, and you would too, Jennifer and Jay, a Rhino Republican in name
not,
only.
I'm not a Republican.
No, I am. No. I would, if I were still a Republican, I would be a Rhino, but I'm not a Republican anymore because.
But that means Republican in name only. So
yeah, that's what they say.
Yourself.
How dare you tell me that I'm not a good Republican because I don't like Trump?
It's not about not liking Trump. The term rhino is used for people who go to Washington, D.C. in Congress, particularly, who promise their constituents that they're going to operate in a conservative manner, and then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
What is the definition of conservative, though? That you can have a heyday or a picnic.
Oh, I talk about not spending money. I mean, look at some of the Republicans that come along on some of these spending bills and things. I mean, I think in those respects, rhino is an appropriate term. I think it gets overused a lot because people just like saying rhino, rhino, rhino. But
they don't know what it really means.
In its true form, I think.
But see, I'm a true conservative when it comes to that stuff. That's what that's what it means to be a conservative, is to stop wasting the money that we are paying to run this government. It's outrageous. The waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in every single department. And nobody's curbing it. Trump didn't curb it. Maybe he tried to, but he didn't. And others who said they were going to didn't. And Biden doesn't even say he's going to because he doesn't. He's not interested. Let's spend some more money. Spend, spend, spend. All right, enough. I'm getting on my high horse. I want to talk about Liz Cheney in a moment because she is in the number one position on the countdown and in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 43 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before we leave number two, I thought it would be important for a moment to talk about the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization who pled guilty this week to multiple charges of tax fraud stemming from his time with the company. So people are going to automatically assess Trump himself for this problem. And you can say he didn't know what was going on. I think the boss, no matter how you look at any other thing that's going on with Trump, the boss is the boss. And in this circumstance, whether he really did know what was going on or he didn't, he can't claim not having responsibility because it's his company. It's got his name on it. So I don't know where all of that goes. Is that going to be part of what keeps Trump from being elected the next president? He's not charged personally in the case at all.
I don't know that that can stop him from running.
No, I mean, it can't.
You know, it can allow people to decide whether or not they want to vote for him, certainly, but it doesn't disqualify somebody. And I also think it's really important to note, I just had Paul Manafort on my local program, and say what you will about Paul Manafort, and I say the opinion is still out on him, but when you hear his story about how he was treated when he was in prison, it's very clear that something's going on within our government and people who find themselves associated to Donald Trump. And
absolutely. I wouldn't argue that at all.
Paul Manafort, again, say what you will about him. He was put in solitary for months, so much so he became diabetic and ended up wheelchair ridden after his treatment in prison. And for what? Why would they do that to him and not everybody else? I just don't.
So let me ask you this, Jennifer, to move to what the judge this week, supposedly they're thinking about releasing some of the sealed material.
They should.
That came from Trump's, from the Mar-a-Lago residence. I'd like to know what's in there. What are we talking about here?
Well, why not? I mean, if you have a clear reason and there was a clear threat to go into his home and get whatever you were looking for and pull it out, let's have some transparency. Trump wants it. He's not asking for protection. He says unredacted he wants the documents. And I think what you'll see are probably documents that will be released to try to look like they're transparent, but they'll be heavily redacted. And you won't be able to get anything from them.
Number one, Liz Cheney says she'll make a decision in the next month or so about running for president. She says, I'll be doing whatever it takes to keep Trump from being in the Oval Office again. So she didn't win.
You know what happens
Wyoming.
When you lose the congressional race in Wyoming? You're clearly the front runner to win for the presidency.
Well, I bet you know, there are a lot of people who have come from nowhere to look at Bill Clinton. Literally came from nowhere. He was governor of Georgia, but who knew that?
She won for governor. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, right now, Liz Cheney got shellacked.
Well, but she won three times before. She's been there for three terms. Then she won handily each one of those times before she came out. This must have been, I mean, she's not suicidal. Must have thought about what the ramifications are going to be for her position.
Oh, no, I think she's absolutely delusional. I think she thinks that she's going to make a lot of money writing a book, and she might. She's going to make a lot of money going
to become a pundit
on MSNBC. How do you know
that, Jennifer? It's all speculation. You haven't talked to her. You don't know.
No, but I think, look, you asked me. Yeah. You asked me a question. I'm telling you what I think.
I did ask you a question. That's true. Yeah.
So this is my answer about what I think. And then I think that maybe she doesn't think she can be president, but that she'd run as a third-party candidate and try to be a spoiler for Trump. But the people who have spoiled for Republican candidates in the past have had a cult following. Think of, like, Ross Perot, or even a Ron Paul has some sort of cult following. And I just don't know that Liz Cheney has that. Democrats say they like her, but they're not going to vote for her over Sanders
the
or
new,
AOC, and Republicans
are. Yeah, they are. Well, those people are being marginalized like you wouldn't believe by the mainstream Democrats. That's another story that we don't have time to talk about. But those people are being marginalized like big time now, as it seems. All right, ladies, thank you for being here. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
That's the spaceship taking off with Nick Miles on board, moving his butt from one place to another quickly for all the car things that are going on in the country. This week he's in Pebble Beach. And we've got the report, the exclusive inside report from Nick Miles, who is at RR. But wait a minute, what's the story with this white suit? I'm looking at a picture of you in a white suit. What in the world is that all about?
I just thought, you know, all the kids were wearing white suits when they did their TikTok, so I try it out. Well, it just comes to happen that, you know, when you're a little heavier than you should be, white isn't your color. So I'm going back to black.
Right, I know, that's what people say. If you are a little heavy, put the black on, nobody will notice. There you go.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
If you want to see what Nick looks like in white, go to rautoexpert.com. Okay, let's get to what's happening in Pebble Beach. You've seen the new Ford Mustang for, what is this, the seventh generation? Why don't they?
Yeah.
I don't think they look like Mustangs anymore. And electric Mustangs? Come on.
Well, so first of all, the picture there is a rendering of somebody's idea of what it should look like. It'll actually come out of the Detroit show. The buzz is about the Mustang, and here's the good thing. This new Mustang that comes out in later in the year, you will be glad to know, will be a true two-door sports car, all-gas Mustang. So the electric Mustang is the SUV marquee. It remains this little pinnacle on its own. The Mustang that comes out later this year, the seventh generation, remains the Doug Steffen, greasy, oily, big horsepower, V8, gotta love it, all-American, true Mustang. So,
but you know, the original Mustang, though, if you go back, you're not as old as I am, but I remember the first Mustang. Matter of fact, my friend Bob Kay had the first Mustang I ever rode in when we first became friends in the late 60s. It was this little kind of dinky car. It had an interesting shape to it. It had a little six-cylinder engine in it. And, it moved, but it just barely moved. It wasn't a powerhouse by any stretch of the imagination. That was the original Mustang.
Yeah. And they had to have certain things. They had to have rear wheel drive, and they had to have a long hood and two doors, and to be a pony car. Interestingly enough, some of those old V8s, I was looking at some here at Pebble Beach. They only put out 90 horsepower, the first V8. Now to think, you can get a V8 that puts out 600 horsepower. It's just kind of funny,
right? Said something that makes me think back to the Ford days. You just said the pony cars, like they had the Pinto, which was a real piece of crap. I'm trying to think of some of the other names that they used from horses or that were horse related. What other car names did they have?
Ultimately, Bronco was a...
The Bronco, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, of course. That seems to have worked out okay for them.
Yeah, very well for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I interrupted you. Excuse me. What were you saying?
That's right. So there's a lot of excitement. And I asked yesterday, I sat down for dinner with the head of PR for Ford, and I said, listen, what's the whole deal? You're all about electric and this sort of thing, and now you come out with a gas Mustang. And they said, listen, gas is for us, for Ford especially, we have the power of choice. You should be able to choose what you want. We're not limiting anybody to anything. That's why the F-150 comes in gas, diesel, hybrid, and electric.
Yeah.
So...
So while we're talking about Fords, what's going on with the Lincoln? You don't see that many Lincoln dealerships. I thought they were going to convert or they were going to add Lincolns to most Ford dealerships so that it was back to Ford Lincoln, which was a great brand at one point in time. My father, when he sort of came of age, started in 1965 buying Lincolns, and then for the rest of his life he never had anything but a Lincoln.
Right. So Lincoln, obviously the luxury brand of Ford, is going through a rebirth, and they just released this L100, which is a throwback to the 1922 L100, which is their car of the future. It has this graphic floor, which is basically like a TV screen that you walk on. Not sure that's, and it's a concept car, I should mention that. And then it opens up like a flower. It's the longest car they've ever made. And when it opens up, the doors are pretty much the whole length of the body. The roof from the tail to the very front of the car is glass. So you're not sure where the rear glass, the roof, the windshield, and the hood start and finish. It's an interesting idea, but I was sitting next to somebody who didn't like it yesterday. And said they've seen urinals that look better, which I thought was a very harsh way.
That is pretty harsh. All right, well, following that, as we do all the automotive news, Nick Miles here with us, ourautoexpert.com, on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.